The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
That 3 o'clock snuck up on you, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
What's going on?
It was a little eerie here. I was like,
I know.
Everyone get fired?
Do you know what today is?
I do know what today is, but I realized that since we're working, I assumed everyone else was working. Turns out, nay, wrong.
Yeah, I don't know why we're working.
Yeah. We're here on old Veterans Day.
But we will.
Yeah, I'm a veteran of the Taco Wars, but I don't think that necessarily counts. No one thanked me for my service.
Yeah, there's no one here today, but...
No. I just assumed since we were all working that it wasn't a company holiday, but it is a company holiday?
I don't know. Nobody showed up.
So do we bank this day? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Does
Who
anyone
cares?
Know anything?
Look, the most important thing.
Yeah. Are we off on Black Friday? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
We are?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's all by looks like. Are you doing some TV shopping? You gonna try to get some remanded furniture?
Oh no, no. I was just gonna be at the coast for Thanksgiving and wanted to know if I had to come back or not. Hopefully I didn't have to.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, I think we're off.
Let's Excellent. If not, I'm gonna rope Ortner into it. So
That's probably a good idea. He's not doing anything anyways. He'll show up.
I think he's doing pilot stuff, and the pilots play around Thanksgiving stuff.
You can pretty much get Ortner to do anything at this point.
Yeah, he's available. Calendar's open unless he's on one of the other shows.
Well, what today also is for us here is this is the first day of the post-Kim Martinez era of Odyssey Portland.
Yeah, it was a little weird when I walked in.
She's no longer our fearless leader.
I didn't hear a cackle, and the office has been cleaned out, and now it's just lying there dormant. I was half expecting Swag to have moved in.
Maybe that's why no one's here, is that our GM left.
Yeah, there's no boss.
And so they're like, screw it, we're just not going to show up. Yeah, maybe like, they're all boycotting.
Well, that's what it's like. It's power vacuum, right? There's no one there, which is why I kind of half expected Swag to have just moved
Hold
in. And
Hold on,
then be like,
everybody.
Well, I'm in
Hold
I'm in charge
on,
now.
Everybody. Here's the situation.
And he can take as many bags as he wants.
Bags. Oh, yeah. Golf bags. I don't know why my head went to bags of chips.
Well, I do think you can take as many of those as you want. Although I think those are dwindling. Our stockpile of random bags of chips, I think, is about to run out. I think all that's left is the original Lay's.
I checked weeks ago, and all I could find was Fritos and original Lay's. I'm
does that say something?
I pass.
What the hell's going on around here?
Really, original Lay's and Fritos?
Yeah.
And I know how everyone's like, oh, those are the best. No, they're not. There's a reason why they're the only ones left.
Yeah, those shouldn't come in the variety packs anymore. If you want those, just buy the big bag of them. Yeah. But, like, it shouldn't be, you don't want 20% of your pack to be those.
No. There should be some sort of thing where it's like, if they are going to include those in the variety pack, there should be, like, three. That just, it's like everyone gets an equal share, and then we just give you like three of those as like a toss away. Maybe there's a Funyun or something mixed in there, but no one wants those. Nobody. Except for that one weirdo.
You know what we do have is we have stacks and stacks of Les Schwab tires, free pre-trip.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Free pre-trip safety check coupons.
Yeah, why are there so many of these around the office?
I don't know, but I was reading through it, and I'm guessing the reason there's so many of them is because a pre-trip safety check is kind of, I don't know,
it's a hook.
It is a hook. It's
they get you there. They're like, oh, and by the way,
yeah, here's
six
what
other
need.
Things we can do to your car.
Because it says visual inspection of tires, alignment, shocks, brakes, and battery.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't like the look of this. You're going to need to fork over another $300.
I like the visual. Yeah,
I love Les Schwab.
You had to give it a once over. You had to get one of those.
Yeah, it's fine.
Popular
pat. Yeah, we wrote up this estimate for all this other stuff.
Me, you know what? I like to take a visual, assessment of my car with all the automotive experience that I've accumulated over the years. I think it looks good. You ever do that where you kick the tire? Like, get out there, like there's the pressure light is on your car. You get out, you're like, looks all right. And you just kick it. You're like, nah, I'm fine.
You pause for a second to see if you hear it hissing.
Yeah, no, I'm all good. Right. We'll go back and do
this.
Yeah,
I always ignore that light. I just assume it's the weather.
You just shrug it off. You're like, yeah.
Well,
no,
I mean,
no
you know,
you,
like we went to Central Oregon and it came on because it got cold at night, you know? And it's like, it's probably just the weather. Fine.
Is that
and
check,
it was.
Is that check engine light on? It'll be fine.
Maybe I should go to Les Schwab and have them look at it.
You probably should.
With their eyes.
Well, now you can save $100. Look, I see right here on the coupon. What are you right there? Boom.
Yeah, but that's also misleading because I think the pre-trip safety check is free. You're not saving $100 on the pre-trip.
But you save on all these other things.
Exactly. That's,
now, these are exciting coupons.
That's what Buck was saying.
I don't like you pooping on these coupons.
Look, if anybody wants them, I've
got the poo in my hands.
I will gladly walk out the front door of this building and hand them out to you guys.
I'd like to see that. I'd like
to see, Santa.
I'd like to see you on a street corner. It's like when at the old Winterhawk regime when I got that Lando Lake butter coupon. It was exciting. You know, hey, that's savings right there. Look at Mr. Moneybags over there not needing to save money on his pre-trip check.
There was hot butter news today. Did you guys see the hot butter news?
There was hot butter news?
Yeah.
What? No, I missed that.
There was, I don't know if Isaac's planning on it for the club or not, but the story was in the New York Post that and all over that Costco's had to get rid of 80,000 pounds of butter because they didn't identify in the packaging there was milk. So they just had to chuck it.
You have to say that.
It's like, but it's butter. People, I think, probably
you should know that.
Would assume. But no, instead we have to throw away 80,000 pounds of butter.
Simply because it doesn't say.
Correct.
It's butter.
Yep.
Isn't that how you make butter?
You would think that it would go without saying.
I'm literally confused. Is there now? I'm dead serious on this.
Butter.
I am an idiot. Is there butter? Like, isn't that like margarine?
Is that margarine?
Doesn't all butter have milk? Isn't that how you? Isn't that how you get milk?
You would
be buying. How you get butter is by churning milk?
Yes.
Then. Wouldn't it be the other way around?
But it's against regulations if you don't explicitly say.
Wouldn't it be the other way around that if I was buying butter without milk, it would have to say non-dairy butter, and then it's not really butter. It's some sort
probably.
Of butter substitute, like the popcorn like butter. That's not real butter. I don't know what that stuff is. It's delightful. But I think, in fact, I think that's what they put in your engine when you go to Les Schwab. I think you top something off. 80,000. Can I get some of that butter? Can I get
I think they had to chuck it all.
My grandfather back in the day, he had a deal with the Smith's Grocery Store in Utah. When the meat became expired, he would just come and take it because he didn't care. He didn't believe in expiration dates when it came to anything. So he literally he had cut some back alley deal with one of the grocery store managers there, and he would just get all the expired food. And like you'd go over to his house, and like you'd open it up, and there'd be like milk in there that was like 3 weeks old. You're like, hey, Grandpa? He'd be like, it's fine. You're like, no, I think that stinks. He's like, just skim the top off. You'll be fine. Yeah, this is the way it worked. Is that like, can I get some of that? I want some of that Costco butter. You're just gonna throw that away?
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, you might have to go dumpster diving outside the back of a Costco. People do that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen that. There's a guy on. He's on everything. He's on all the platforms, but he does it. He's got like a little, he's got like a channel. And he goes around and he goes to like Home Depots and all that stuff. Yeah, he dumpster dives. And he's very excited. And then like some of the stuff he keeps, some of the stuff he sells, but he's very excited about finding random dumpster things, which I appreciate, but at the same time, there's something about my ego and pride that's not going to allow me to crawl through a dumpster, not to get like expired vitamins.
How much money would have to be in a dumpster to get you to crawl through it?
Like, well,
let's say I said there's a big full dumpster, you know, like a commercial dumpster like we have here, you know,
it's going to be bad. Especially at a grocery store.
But what if I said there's $2,000 in
it? It definitely depends what kind of dumpster, though. If a grocery store one's awful, grocery but if you're about an office building, like it might not be too bad. It might just be like paper and stuff.
Yeah, $2,000 in an office dumpster, it's just somewhere in there. And it's not like I have to get stuff and then sell it. There's just $2,000.
Yeah.
I might take a lap. I may go in there. I don't think I'm going to get all $2,000, but you know what I'm going to do?
But it's separate. It's like not all at one.
Yeah, that's
one
what I'm
place.
Saying. I'm going to take a poke around, and I'll bet you after I get like $300-$400, I'm going to probably call that good. Or the first time I come across something gross. Like, again, this is what I'm saying. Like, office, Buck's right. Office building, sure. I'll poke around in there. But the first time I come across some sort of organic sludge waste, I'm out. Like, that's just, I'm done. First time I my hand touches a liquid, I step in something that I don't know what it is, I'm out. Plus, at that point, like, maybe I put on some gloves, maybe some booties, something like that, you know? $2,000, yeah, you take a lap. But in a grocery store, no way. I worked at a grocery store. You do not, under any circumstances, go into a grocery store dumpster. You would have to put so much more money than $2,000 to get me to go in that thing. Because that's where everything goes. And it is a smell that you want no part of.
$5,000?
No.
$10,000?
No.
Ooh.
No. Because again, there's no way I'm getting the $10,000.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
You're just scattering random bills in there? Probably. You're not staying in that. You're going to vomit. Like when you work at a grocery store, the dumpster, it like, you don't go outside. There's just a big like
portal. I'm not denying it's gross.
Yeah, there's just a big portal to hell. Like a big door that opens up and you take all the expired crap and everything, and that's where everything goes. And just opening that thing up is enough to make you gag. And that is the hole that leads to the chute that goes down into the dumpster. There's no way, man. For a couple bucks, it is not going to change your life. Are you going to buy a TV with that? Nah, I'm all right.
Well, I mean, $10,000 is a little more than a TV.
It doesn't change your life, and you're not staying in there to get the full 10 Gs. Oh, man.
5 figures, I have to strongly consider it.
I'm out on all of it.
No kidding.
Yeah, you keep your dumpster diving.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
Ew. But I'll sit there with a lawn chair and cheer you on.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know.
And this is right. The worst would be the hospital dumpster.
Ooh.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. It's not. Nope.
What if there's a million in there?
All right. Suit up, boys.
No.
Suit up. Although I think all their waste does have to go into a separate.
Like it's like, you know, like a locked thing.
I think so.
Biohazards.
Yes, that's right.
Boy, but it's, now that I'm, like, we're talking about this, I am thinking about my days at Albertsons and just that smell when that thing would open up. Just, no.
Well, rest in peace, butter.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That's a lot of butter.
I guess you have to say that it's made with milk. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
I'm just stunned that's the...
I'm reading about margarine. You asked about margarine?
Yeah, is that just butterless or like milkless?
It's mostly made from vegetable oil today, is what they're saying. A nice little alternative.
Yeah, it's terrible for you. You're way better off just eating butter.
Well, but butter is like mostly fat, right?
Yeah.
Somebody says an adult store dumpster.
Whoa.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, but what's.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cleaning stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know what they use to clean those stores.
Hospital probably still worse.
It's something that would like dissolve nickels. You don't want that. That's bad. bad.
Now, does booze have to say it has booze in it?
Yeah, like if I'm buying Irish whiskey.
You get drunk and you something bad happens and you sue them. I didn't know this had alcohol in
it. I'm guessing it probably does by law have to have the alcohol content, right?
Well, I'm guessing that's why butter had to throw out all the butter.
Unbelievable.
Because if somebody, you know, if somebody can't do dairy.
Why are you buying?
Then butter. They sue you.
But it's butter.
I know, but I mean, you got to tell people what's in it.
It's like when you have to put the hot coffee, like you have to put the warning hot on the coffee because it's...
Exactly. You don't think you should have to, but you kind of do have to.
Man, people are dumb.
Yeah, they sure are.
People are dumb. And what does it cost us? It costs us 80,000 pounds of butter at Costco. So now do I have to like ration? Do I have to run out now and buy all the butter at Costco because there's a butter shortage?
Like I doubt that.
If I want butter now, I'm not going to be able to find it.
I'm sure there's butter everywhere.
I do think that that is one of those things that's
like
just,
an American staple.
Right? Hey, no one can afford butter and eggs. Nobody. Nobody.
How much is butter? How much is a stick of butter?
Well, it's not. They don't sell them in sticks. You sell them in like in little packages. So there's like four sticks, I think. I'm going to say a pack of butter. I'm going to, for good butter. Mm. You know,
Lando
Lakes. I like the Lando Lakes butter.
Okay.
I'm going good butter.
$5.75. $6.99.
Ah!
Idiot. See? We need a change.
Man.
Well, this is Trump's America now.
Here I am thinking $5.75 is going to get me quality butter.
No. By January 6th, that price will be $5.79.
You know what? Well, I'll be living in the land of milk, honey, and butter. What about the cheap butter, though? What if I just want, like, you know?
$4.99,
yeah,
I see here.
Yeah, crappy butter.
Actually, $4.49 if you're willing to go with the Lucerne.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, that's no good. How am I supposed to go from Lando Lakes down to that?
I love cows.
It's like getting bar-ass hot dogs. You can't do that.
Grade double A, which sounds bad.
Yeah, it's no good.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
It's like if you've gone from, like, Hebrew Nation hot dogs, and then you have to get the bar-ass, you can't do it. You just can't.
Well, guys...
I don't know what's in those things.
Big Veterans Day show.
Yeah.
Really, really big.
Shout out to all the vets out there.
Shout out to all you vets out there listening
America,
to us today.
America, yeah! Fat, uneducated, fear, yeah, flags, yeah, trucks, balls, yeah, screwed, they're being learned people, no. Love our vets.
Yeah, I mean, that sounded like kind of a shot at them, and
yeah,
it wasn't.
I don't like
it
that.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't intended to be. I played the whole rant instead of just the
America, yeah.
That part.
Throwing out there wearing a Grunts t-shirt today, God bless you.
Grunts?
Yeah. It's one of those like veteran companies where there's like got the two rifles crossed there with a flag. See it a lot at country music concerts. If you go to like a Luke Combs show, a lot of grunt style t-shirts out there for our vets.
Yeah, I
Officer
see that
David McGuffey, I'm looking right at you, baby.
Gruntstyle.com.
I'm not certain that that my beloved friend and vet and now Officer of the Law, I don't think he owns something that doesn't have a rifle or a flag on it. It's just how he rolls. America, yeah. Fat, uneducated.
That was a misfire.
I keep joking that one of these days when he goes on vacations, I'm going to show up and put a lot of like Black Lives Matter, like Antifa signs up in his yard. Stick one on the back of his F-250.
Black, please. Thank you. Boy, they got a lot of stuff on here.
Oh, yeah, man. Go to a country show sometime. Next time you're at a country show, you'll look up and you'll be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of that.
Mm. All right. Well, big show. Big show. Will Suk apologize?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your moment? I mean, you said you would.
It's tough. It's tough. I've been bracing for it.
Can Suk swallow his pride?
Yeah,
we're going to find out.
I've been waiting.
Coming up.
Yeah.
On The Fan. All right. Nice to have you along. It's Monday. But you'd probably do that.
Yeah.
Most people do. You know, somebody said there's a comedian out there who has long said that we should take warning labels off of everything and just let nature take its course. I enjoy that line of thinking.
I could see that.
What if we did take ABV content, all you know, any health warning label? Like, has anybody picked up something at the store?
It just says peaches on it. That's it.
Yeah. Like, these are peaches as far as you know. Eat at your own risk.
Might be a bit problematic, but yeah.
Well, I know.
I could see that.
Would be, but what about, like, has anybody ever really picked up something and gone, and like, I don't know, like you said, a bottle of Irish whiskey and saw the health warning? And went, ooh,
I think
didn't know that. Better put that back.
I think it works with, like, cigarettes. I do think they, like, some of, like the Surgeon General warnings and, like, some of that stuff. I think...
So people don't know until they read that?
I just think it's a reminder. I think there was some studies. And look,
they forget?
I could be talking totally out of my arse. But I think it was the thing that the tobacco companies were freaking out that they weren't going to do warnings. They were going to do, like, skull and crossbones. On them. They didn't want, like, the visual like, pictures, like, the poison label on them. Because if you are picking up something that does say poison on it, you know, I would assume that'd be problematic. But, again, that goes back to your theory of who doesn't know when you're getting ready to smoke a pack of Cools that it's not good for you?
Or even worse is they forgot that it's not good for you. Yeah. And then they see the Surgeon General warning and they're like, oh, good reminder. I'm going to put these back.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is why that comedian's great. Just take it all off.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens to the world.
Well, everyone's eating fast food, and that's essentially the same thing.
Are there warnings on those?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I don't think so. I think I do think they...
But do you think it would help if there were? You think it would be less fat?
Oh, God. Like, if every time you ordered a Big Mac, someone was like, really? Seriously?
Well, I mean...
You're going to do that?
Right on the wrapper.
It's a fat ass.
Skull and crossbones. You're going to get fatter.
This is not... The number one cause
of death. Last chance, 800 calories incoming.
Every time you go to eat a crumble cookie, hey, fatty, really? Huh? You want a 1,500 calories? Huh? Yeah, I do think...
It might help.
I think it would make an impact. I think it would make a lot of people cry. Who was the artist that freaked out over the low fat labels on things? We talked about it on the show.
She's
a super snowflake.
Yeah, Demi
Lovato.
Lovato.
Yeah, Demi Lovato tried to get a mom and pop business shut down because they had the nerve. They labeled things like low fat, guilt free, and she was like, "How dare you? How dare you shame someone? Like, we needed to say fat free." You're like, "All right, there, cookie, settle down a little." Settle down there a little bit. Sorry, something got, like, actually put the label of what it is. But yes, we'd probably be better off if there were, like, the old Batman show, how everything was labeled. It would be like bat shark repellent spray. Yes, if everything was clearly labeled with what it was, we'd probably be better off. And yet you'd still have that person in the drive-thru line at Carl's Jr. like, "I'll take a double Western bacon cheeseburger. Hell yeah, I want that thing supersized. Let's go." Yeah, Diet Coke, though.
Yeah, whoa.
Ooh. Don't want the sugar from the regular.
Well, what about sugar? Like, what if we had the same?
Yeah.
What if we had the same warnings?
And you probably should.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's killing all of us.
Yes, it is.
What if we had the same warnings about sugar as we did to cigarettes?
And that, by the way, is you 100%. If you're going to put that on cigarettes and like booze, you should 100% have that on some Kool-Aid.
You sure as hell should.
Like, you know, it's like where they sell like the juice and then it says on there no juice, or the juice drink, you know, contains 1%
Sunny
juice.
D?
Yeah, some Sunny D. Got some purple stuff. Hey, some Sunny D. Yeah, let's drink that. Let's go healthy.
Somebody texted the Vancouver Ford text line. I bought a knife once, came with a warning that said, "Sharp object."
Yeah, that's true. Well, you don't know. Maybe the knife has to be sharpened. I don't know.
But they really have to put that on there.
I think you have to put all that stuff on
it's
there.
It's wild out there.
Well, like when anytime you get a car and, you know, they have all the, you know, like they even have to have the warnings like on the visors and everything. I mean, there's so many standards on that. I forget what that warning is, but there is one.
I was going to ask, what is that? I know there is one.
I'm trying to remember because I just leased a new car and it's like there's it's on every one of them. I even have that thought. I'm like, God, those are still there.
I'm going to run out during the break and look at it because you're right. There is a warning on
there. There's some sort of warning label on that.
Never read it.
No.
Maybe it will help me.
Well, and like mine, mine has like a hatchback and it's got like an automatic, you know, you just press the button. Most cars have that now, right? The automatic thing. And there's a big warning label on that to like what? Not stick your head in it? I mean,
yeah,
it's, well, you got to warn because someone eventually.
It's all about liability.
All about liability. Yeah. No one wants to call the advocates when you get your head caught in a bear trap.
But that's why the advocates exist, though.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, we've blown through two segments already, guys.
Ah, hell.
I hate that.
Well, no one's here. No one's
that's
listening.
Right. It's, you know, there is a feel to the show when no one's in the office that is different than when people are in the office.
Yeah. Can I also say this about a feel? We're watching Monday Night Football,
Vibes.
And Jason Kelce has a tweed vest on. And we need more tweed on TV.
You like tweed?
Yeah, I think bigger guys especially, tweed works. It makes you feel like you're in the gentleman. Like,
I don't think it looks bad, but I think it's heavy.
Well, yeah.
You know, like it's not something I would want to wear.
No, but it looks, whenever I see someone in tweed, I think to myself, man, I need more tweed in my wardrobe. And then I realize I'll never wear it. It's very hot, as you said. Probably not comfortable, but damn it, it looks sharp.
It does look sharp, but this is in Los Angeles. He's sitting in a three-piece tweed suit on probably a 60-degree day.
Yeah, man, it looks good.
Ugh,
this makes me want to be like a small British guy that I don't have to worry about the heat.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a bunch of money, I would 100% go over one of those English tailor places.
Rock some tweed when you were in Scotland?
A haberdashery, if you will, and I would just, there would just be all tweed. And I'd just be pimping out there. Get myself a cane for no reason in a... one of those cool derby hats. You got to give it to the old Brits, man. Mm. These guys look sharp.
All right, poll question time next pertaining to college football. But first, let's get to Buck with SportsCenter.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so before we pull, I ran out to the car because you piqued my interest with the... What are the warning labels on the visor?
Yeah, they're there on every car, and yet I've never
read them.
A single one.
But they do a good job of getting your attention because we all know that they're there.
Do they do a good job of getting your attention since no one's ever...
But we know that they're there. So the yellow part with the big, you know, it's got the exclamation point in the
I'm aware that that is there.
Yellow big word says warning.
What is that warning?
No one ever reads the warning, but we know that there is a warning. Yeah. There are two on my car. One says... Children can be killed or seriously injured by the airbag. The back seat is the safest place for children. Never put a rear-facing child seat in the front.
All right.
Always use seat belts and child restraints. See owner's manual for more information.
That does, I guess that makes sense. I'm sure that that is something that maybe new parents don't know.
Yeah, that.
Sure. Are we giving a good warning on that?
I think that's good.
Yeah. That's way
because
better
it's
than,
not all that obvious. Well, I mean,
it should be, but it
is.
I understand. Yeah.
And then the other one is a smaller warning because it's not as important.
No.
And that is basically warning you that there is a higher rollover risk. Mm-hmm. Avoid abrupt maneuvers and excessive speed. Always buckle up.
That is 100%. Someone died in something, and then there was like.
Don't drive like Mario Andretti.
Yeah, don't be a jackass.
But I do believe that this has got us. Thinking of a good new sort of, we need to farm out some, a new profession where we could maybe just look at new industries.
New ways to warn?
Well, look at new industries that don't properly warn, right? Because you know all that happened was way back when
someone
died in a car accident and the auto companies never thought to put these warnings on there and they sued the S out of them. And the auto company sitting there going, well, I thought it was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Like, and they had to pay a bunch of money.
It's like on everything that's little now has to say choking hazard. Well, of course.
It's small. Look, small. Of course you can choke on it.
What if I choke on a nickel and be like, hey, that nickel does not say that it's a choking hazard. No one told me not to put that nickel in my mouth.
So we need to go around and find things that are not properly warned, warning us.
And then start suing. I like where we're going with this.
What do you think about that?
I think it's our new business
I think that's
model.
Our ticket off this dumb show.
I think Saul Goodman has probably already beat us to it. I guarantee there's someone that just sits around and does that sort of thing.
No question. Yeah. Well, it is poll question time. X at 1080 The Fan. On Friday, we asked you, starting a program, which of these four coaches would you hire? Mario Cristobal, 40%. Mm. James Franklin, 21%. Lincoln Riley, 20%. And Dabo Sweeney, 19%.
It's a dadgum mistake.
Down goes Mario.
Mario lost.
Yeah.
We just rolled, brother.
And they now have to worry about, like, they have to win their next two games.
Yeah. Well, and this goes to, I mean, we
because if they don't, they're not in the ACC title game.
No, and then they have no chance of getting in then. And we told you, like, Miami was flirting with fire. They were undefeated, but, like, I mean, BYU is undefeated. They're not that good. Neither was Miami. They will, when you play stupid games and constantly are in those sorts, eventually one's going to go the other way, unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you just sold your soul to Satan. They just made the new Faustian deal that Tom Brady had. But other than that, most like mortal teams that don't have satanic powers, you know, it jumps up and bites you, and that was Miami. And by the way, that wasn't even really like one of those fluky games. Georgia Tech was just better than they were. Miami didn't play very good, and they can't stop anybody.
And today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan, we ask you, which matchup would you most like to see in the Big Ten title game? Oregon, Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, Oregon, Penn State, or anyone but Oregon? Vote hard.
Oregon and Ohio State, the two best teams. I would take Oregon and Indiana because I'm all aboard the Hoosier train. The Michigan game gave me some pause. You know, that was the first time they played a real defense, and they gave Indiana problems. You know, we'll figure out what happens when they play Ohio State. But I think we knew coming into the season that Oregon and Ohio State were the two best teams. They played arguably the best game of the season. I don't think there's much argument to it. I think that was the best game of the season. Why wouldn't you want to redo that on a neutral field? And Ohio State seems to have some of their offensive line issues figured out. I mean, so I know some people be like, oh, I don't need to see that game again. I will never understand that. If you give me an instant classic and it's decided by the slimmest of margins, literally 1 second, run that back, man. I don't need to see Penn State. I don't need to see Indiana. Give me Ohio State. Give me Oregon in Indy. Let's go.
Well, right now, Oregon, Indiana is leading the way here.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I think that's just because I feel like the Ducks fans.
Yeah.
Think that they would beat Indiana.
Well, it's a much, in theory, and I don't think it's much of a controversial theory, Indiana's an easier game. The talent level is way tilted in Oregon's
favor. Is it easier than Penn State?
Because
I don't know that it is.
I don't know if it is. I mean, again, I'm just such a believer in talent level. I mean, yes, coaching makes a huge difference, but we see this all the time in college football that when one squad has 4- and 5-star kids and the other squad has 2-star kids, you know, usually it ends up going one way. So, yes, if you're an Oregon fan and you had to take all the contenders in the Big Ten, I think the one that you would pick to play is Indiana. And Ohio State would be the scariest one. But I don't think Oregon fears anyone. I don't think Oregon fan necessarily wants to duck anyone. And maybe there's a sense of you just already beat Ohio State, so maybe you'd like to see something different. You know, and Indiana would be a fun story. Be a great story. Plus, if Indiana goes to the Big Ten title game, they're in. They're in the college football playoff. That means that they've beaten Ohio State, and they're basically have assured themselves a spot. And I think it'd be cool to see Indiana and Boise State and BYU in there.
So if Indiana, Ohio State play next week. Not this week.
I think there's a bye there for at least Indiana. I'll have to look. One of them has a bye, and then they play each other.
So whoever wins that game is likely going to the Big Ten title game.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's technically a Big Ten title game elimination game.
You are correct, sir. In fact, I don't know if
and then Penn State can't really, like, there's nothing they can do because if, they need Indiana to win because Ohio State beat Penn State.
Yeah, I need to look and see what would.
Because if Ohio State beats Indiana, they would have beaten Indiana and Penn State. They're going.
Yeah, because Penn State and Indiana don't play each other. So I don't know what would happen if Indiana beats Ohio State and then loses another game to someone else. I don't know what would happen with that.
Well, it's the same thing as like if Oregon lost.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about Oregon,
going to the tiebreakers.
Yeah, because if Ohio State beats Indiana, the thing about Oregon, they're undefeated. They're the number one team in the country. They've already beaten Ohio State. So you feel good about their chances of making the college football playoff. But should they stumble against Wisconsin or Washington, they don't play Indiana or Penn State.
Yeah.
If Ohio State then beats Indiana, Ohio State's in the Big Ten title game. And then how do you determine who is in between Oregon, Indiana, and Penn State? And what if they lose that tiebreak?
You'd have to go back. So Indiana's on a bye. Ohio State plays Northwestern. Then Indiana gets Ohio State, and then they finish with Purdue. So if they beat Ohio State, I mean, look, they're undefeated.
Well, I think it's real easy if Indiana beats Ohio State.
Do you want the tiebreakers? I have
them. What's all the tiebreakers?
Number one, head-to-head. Then it'll be record against common opponent. Followed by record against common opponents with the best conference record proceeding through the common conference opponents based on their order of finish within the conference. So it's really going to come down to what you guys did against the same teams.
Yeah, and again, I'd have to go through and see. I still believe if Ohio State beats Indiana, it's Ohio State and Oregon. If Indiana beats Ohio State, more than likely, it's Indiana and Oregon.
Right, but what we're saying, what I'm saying is, what if Oregon loses?
Yeah, I don't know. Then it's
I still feel like
We do know how it works. Yeah. I just don't know how everything.
Yeah,
lines up.
We don't know what the common opponents are right now and how both teams fared against them.
Well, we do.
Don't have them offhand.
What's the matter with you? Do your homework. Yeah. What are you a
working
sports
on?
Guy? What was I going to say to you here on Sports Talk?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. You said if Oregon loses to, we were talking about if Oregon loses, what happens?
Oh, I was going to say that even if Oregon loses to Wisconsin or Washington, not both, but one of them.
Yeah.
If they stumble and they don't make the Big Ten title game.
They're in.
They're still going to be in the tournament.
100%.
Because they beat Ohio State and they have one loss.
Yeah. If you're an Oregon team and you have one loss, that's why I said if you're Penn State,
Oregon's really good either way, as long as they
might
win.
Be in with two losses. They might be able to lose their last two and be in the tournament of 12.
You need some help, but yeah, sure.
Yeah,
having a win over Ohio State on your belt, like under your belt.
The problem is that you'd have two bad losses.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some, because there's going to be a two loss SEC team that gets left out too.
Yep.
I think because of where you were ranked, you'd probably be okay.
And they're not going to lose both of these games.
No, but a one-loss team, that's why I said, like, for Penn State, it's kind of funky. So Penn State cruising along, and they lose to Ohio State. It's a close loss, kind of. They looked ugly, but they had a chance at the end, and they ended up losing 20-13. This is the rest of their schedule, Purdue, Minnesota, and Maryland. If Penn State beats Indiana and Oregon wins out, Penn State is just sitting there like, well, we don't even get to play for the Big Ten title. In all honesty, with the exception of that you wouldn't get the bye, dude, that's the best scenario for Penn State. Because unless you just find a way to lose to one of those three crappy teams, and Minnesota's not crappy, but they're not good, Penn State's in. And you don't, it's a weird scenario now with this the 12-team playoff that sometimes if you want to guarantee a spot, you don't even have to play for your conference title.
Now that I'm thinking about this, if we get into those tiebreaker scenarios where it's between Oregon, Indiana, and Penn State to play Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, wouldn't Oregon go because they beat Ohio State when Ohio State would have beaten both Penn State and Indiana? Because those would be the only losses on everybody's record.
That would seem to indicate, yes, I would think.
So they can.
I think that would be right.
So because they beat Ohio State, they're going to the Big Ten title game, even if they lose one of these next two games.
Yeah, they're fine. Like they're going to be okay.
You know what they should do? They should just rest their players.
Sit everybody. I'm telling you, though, look through the, I know who was it, Heather Dennis. It was like, oh, three lost team's going to get in. I'm telling you, look at the SEC standings. There's going to be a two-loss SEC team.
Well, they have seven teams right now with one or two losses. Huh?
Dude, Georgia.
Figuring out those tiebreakers is going to be a thing.
Dude, Georgia may be sitting there like, oh, my God. Like, we could get left out. Yeah, I'm looking here. So, Texas A&M 7-2, Georgia 7-2, Ole Miss is 8-2, Alabama 7-2, Missouri 7-2, but they're out. They're done.
Well, here, I have one for you. I'll one-up you.
Yeah.
Because I saw this on the ESPN article today. If Georgia beats Tennessee, which they should, that'll be at home.
I don't know about that.
Dude, Georgia's going to beat Tennessee. If A&M beats Texas and all the other teams went out, you will finish with 7 2-loss teams in the SEC.
Yeah. And you're not getting more than probably three.
Seven. Yeah. Well, then you got to decide which two go to the championship. And then the loser of the championship game is done because they're going to have three losses. And then they'll fall behind a team that didn't go to the championship game because they lost the tiebreaker and they only have two losses. Yep. It's just wild.
So if you think there's going to be some three-loss teams getting in there, I told you that last week. That ain't happening. And you just – the SEC won't – it's just not. There's going to be too many two-loss teams sitting there. And those spots are getting eaten up real quick, Conference titles.
Well, Ole Miss – Ole Miss is right back in the conversation now. They saved their
season. Absolutely, they have.
Alabama did too.
But you obviously have your four conference titles. Looks like, you know, Boise State probably is going to be in there. And then like a team, the loser of the Big Ten title game is almost guaranteed to be in at this point. And probably Penn State as well. That's, so again, these spots just keep getting just gobbled up, you know, and that Big 12 is interesting, although it kind of feels like maybe the Big 12 and the ACC are just cruising to one teams. Like if you want to get in, if you're in the ACC or the Big 12, I suggest you win. But if BYU somehow manages to nickel and dime their way to an undefeated season and loses the Big 12 title game, I'd be really hard to keep them out if they're undefeated and their only loss is the Big 12 championship. Because remember that, like TCU did that, and TCU got into a four-team playoff, even though they lost the Big 12 title game and it was their only loss. If you go undefeated in the regular season, I don't think it matters what happens in your conference title game. I think you're in.
Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Which matchup would you most like to see in the Big Ten title game? Oregon, Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, Oregon, Penn State, or anyone but Oregon? Right now, Oregon, Indiana leading the way. Vote, vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. When we come back, will Sook apologize?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Wow. That's next on The Fan. Well, now to the moment we've all been waiting for. Well, maybe a few of us here. Last week, I brought up the fact that UCLA, after a really rough sked, where they lost...
I think five in a row. And barely beat Hawaii.
Yeah, nice qualifier there.
Yeah.
But that's true. They did barely beat Hawaii.
Yeah.
But their five losses were to Indiana, LSU, Oregon, Penn State, and Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They'd rattled off two in a row. They won at Rutgers and won at Nebraska. Yeah. And you continued to take a giant steaming dump on them.
Yeah.
But you did say... that if they beat Iowa this weekend, which is Friday night.
My mighty Hawkeyes.
Yeah. Team punts.
Yeah.
Although their offense is much better this year. You did say you would come on here and apologize. Well, they beat LSU. The floor is yours.
Yeah. I would just like to say to the mighty UCLA Bruins, whose quarterback has 12 touchdowns and 11 picks, who has three total rushing touchdowns, all year.
Is he going to do it?
Yeah, you heard me. The entire team.
Is he going to do it?
Has three rushing touchdowns
all year. Will he apologize?
Are converting on 35% of their third downs, who are averaging 3 yards a carry.
The suspense is tremendous.
His best offensive player, Ethan Gabbers.
Is he going to
like
do it?
17 years.
His name's Garbers, not Gabbers, but is he going to do it? He said he would. Is he backtracking?
It's a nice win. It's a nice win, and you no longer are an embarrassment to college football. Dare I say...
So are you sorry? Is that what you're saying?
It's a good little run. I am sorry.
Nice.
I apologize
to
the UCLA Bruins.
There you go. That's all you have
I don't
do.
Know how you managed to do this, because you still seem like everything you do sucks. And yet you're finding ways to win games.
That's right. Three in a row. Give them credit.
Three in a row.
And you did. And you apologized for being such an ass to them.
And Iowa, honestly, like, Iowa's not a bad football team.
No, they're not.
And you held them to 17 points. And somehow you managed to squeeze out 20 out of whatever the hell that offense is that you play out there.
Yeah.
Look.
Ground them down, baby.
They took over. I made fun of them. Chip Kelly... literally tanked that team on purpose, refused to recruit, drove kids out. UCLA hired a coach simply because he went there and that he was cheap and it's all they could afford. I really thought that this was going to be arguably the worst team in Power Four football.
Yeah, you said as much.
Yes.
That's why I brought to your attention that they won
and
at Rutgers and they won at Nebraska.
Yes.
How about a little love? You refused to do it. No. You said, hey, if they beat Iowa, then I'll come back on Monday and we'll talk about it. And
I'll take it a step further.
You have done that.
I'm going to take it one step further. They're going to get Washington or USC. They finish with Washington, USC, or Fresno State. UCLA is playing right now for something. I don't know what. but they are getting better. And he has convinced
two more wins, they go to a bowl.
Deshaun Foster has convinced the UCLA Bruins that they have something to play for, and I'm not certain that Washington and USC haven't just quit. USC just benched their quarterback. Washington looks like maybe they're going in a different direction as well. I went from saying I thought UCLA was as bad a Power Four program in the nation. They will beat Washington or USC.
Yeah, they deserve credit.
And I am stunned. And you know what?
Well, it is stunning because if you think about it, if you go all the way back, you know, it's funny. This is the thing about college football that it's part of why I love it,
yeah.
Is that stuff really shifts.
Yes.
Let's go back to week four. I just looked it up. USC had just beaten Wisconsin.
Yep.
They had beaten LSU already in a statement game right out of the gate. And they had the close loss at Michigan. They were 3-1. And I remember how you were talking about them, like, watch out. They were top 10.
Yep.
That's a good team. Well, no, they're not.
Nope.
UCLA at that time was 1-3. They'd barely beaten Hawaii, and they lost to Indiana, LSU, and Oregon. Now, at the time, Indiana wasn't ranked. Mm. We didn't know how good they were. But that was, you know, obviously that loss. Those three, I mean, those are good teams. Yep. It's just, and then they lost two more. You know, we didn't know at the time that a lot of it was schedule and a new coach getting his feet wet. But now look, and what if I had told you after that week that UCLA would finish ahead of USC in the Big Ten? You would be like, Ruff, how do you even host a show?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's some, you could go host a show with Colin Cowherd.
Yes. Wait.
It's that McIntyre guy. The, you're right in that a thing about college football, because I've been on teams that go both ways. When it comes to this,
I know.
When you run out of things to play for, it's really easy to fold up your tent and go home. Just is. And I believe Washington and USC have both folded up their tent, especially USC. USC came into this thing thinking, especially after the LSU game, that they were a real contender. And as the season went along, you had guys transfer. I think guys just flat out quit. And when a season doesn't go your way, and it's real easy to lose a locker room, and it splinters, especially now in the transfer portal and guys getting the hell out of there. And this isn't what I signed up for. And screw this, you know, a bunch of transferred hired guns. This is terrible. And locker rooms fall apart. And on the other side, you get a guy like Deshaun Foster that goes in there with UCLA with a bunch of castoffs that no one wanted. I mean, my God, he had the worst press conference I've ever seen in the history of press conferences when he got to the Big Ten media day and was like, we're UCLA. We're from LA. Any questions? I mean, it's just an unmitigated disaster. Again, he only got that job because no one else wanted it, and UCLA couldn't afford to pay anyone, and he played there. And so he had never even been a coordinator. There was like, I don't know, here, take it. And yet somehow he's convinced that locker room that even after losing five in a row, probably should have lost six. I don't know how they beat Hawaii. He convinced them that they're not that bad. He convinced them that they were in some of those games. And I remember the LSU game. The LSU game was, I think, 17-17 at the half. The Oregon game, you know, they hung around a little bit. You know, they weren't getting beat by like 40 points.
No, they weren't.
That's the one thing I'll give them is they were playing hard. And all of a sudden, playing hard has led to some close game victories now over three teams that aren't great, but they weren't UCLA bad. And now, like I said, I think they'll get one of these next two. And so, yes, as much as I mocked UCLA, that's a tip of the cap, because that is a hard thing to do, to keep a bunch of kids in today's day and age motivated after losing five straight when no one expected anything from you anyways.
Well, and we always underestimate the improvement factor.
Yes.
Look at Oregon's first two games.
Teams get better.
If I had told you after those two games, Oregon is not going to lose and they're going to be the consensus number one team after week 11, you wouldn't have believed me either.
Yeah. I mean, you knew that they had the potential to do it, but boy, it certainly didn't look the part after 2 weeks.
So that's why
that's why college football is great.
Well, it is, but it's also why all the preseason prognostications are stupid.
Yeah.
Because again, no one knows anything.
No. Indiana being the best example of that. And BYU, how about that?
By the way,
if I would have told you, again, going back to start of the year, if I told you that you got to this point in the season and two of the undefeated teams left standing, were going to be the Brigham Young University Cougars, who I believe were picked to finish like 12th.
There you go.
And Indiana, which wasn't picked to finish anywhere.
There you go.
And yet we're sitting there looking at those two teams being undefeated, along with the what we've got, Oregon. Is that all we're left with now? Is Oregon, Indiana, and BYU? I think those might be the only three unbeaten.
Yeah, Miami lost.
Yeah, I think that's it. So Oregon, you would have believed, and then I would have said the other two are Indiana and BYU. Oh, yeah, Army's way down there. But yeah, I don't think Army's lost either.
You know who else? Thing, man. You know who else started two and, let's see, one, two, three, two and five in LA? Pete Carroll.
So he did. Here it comes. Here comes the Deshaun
here
Foster.
Here comes the Deshaun. The next Pete Carroll.
Deshaun Foster.
Is Deshaun Foster. They were 2-5, Pete Carroll's team, when he took over in 2001. Rattled off four in a row to finish the regular season, lost in the bowl game. And then after that, next season, never looked back.
I think they're both in LA from what I hear, too.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Next season, 11 wins, 12 wins, 13, 12, 11, 11, 12. Come on.
Deshaun Foster.
Deshaun Foster's run begins now.
The era has become.
All right. Well, Stockwatch is coming up. And can we talk about how much the Big Ten kind of sucks? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.